The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're talking.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love.
Swinging this Monday, come on.
There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be like a bell that is ringing for me. And from the way that I feel when the bell starts to peal, I would swear I was falling. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Yes, swinging right there. Francis Albert with Joe Piscopo on a Monday. It's a Monday. Happy Monday. Yeah, we got this. You got this. Come on, you can do it. I got up this morning. I said, we got it. It's Monday. It's after Christmas, you know. And we're like, oh, the dank, dark days of January, February. Then there's only one more month, six more weeks, you know. Then we're in March already. You believe that? Then we go to Italy. Italy with the Perillo Piscopo Tour. Come on. We got this. It's already January 13th. 2020, if you can believe that, with Joe on the radio. And so I have a package here, and that is great. And it's from John DiDomenico, who is, to me, one of the greatest Donald J. Trump impersonator. This is the guy. People say, Joe, you don't do Donald Trump. I go, not when John DiDomenico does it. It's so funny, and it's fun, and it's respectful. It's respectful, and you can have fun with it. So John, I'm leaning over here getting this beautiful gift basket. Frankie, Five Boroughs, Albert, look at this. John, you did not have to do that. I would like to thank John DiDomenico.
It's
a full, beautiful basket of chocolates, of these crackers. Wow, look at the sesame cookies. Come on. What did he have to do this for? Frankie, Five Boroughs.
That's very nice. Well, he was very appreciative of the role that you played in getting him the Golden Glove Awards gig,
I'll tell you what, he was hysterically
Gold
funny.
Glove,
not golden.
Golden.
Well,
what did I say?
Golden Glove.
I said Golden
Glove.
I know. You know what I was thinking? The Golden Glove, the boxing.
Right. This is Rawlings' premier event, and John came up and crushed it as Don. He was so funny. He went up against, of all people, George Lopez.
Oh yeah.
But I tell you, it was like boom right there in your face. And John was great. So thank you, and we'll get him on the air when we can.
Yes, we're working on getting him
because
now.
He's in Vegas. So
he's in
Vegas.
It's too
early. And working all the time.
All the time.
You know, and he does. I love the way he does President Trump. It's fun. It's funny. It's with respect to the President of the United States. So thank you, John DiDomenico. Hey, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock, before we have John Nance coming up. John is a best-selling author, professional speaker, pilot, licensed attorney, aviation analyst for ABC News. We're going to talk about this this Ukraine airline that got shot down. Ugh, it's just so upsetting. And there's a lot to talk about. Donald Trump expected to sign phase one of the China trade deal this week. So we didn't talk about this. You don't hear a lot about this. This was online. This Iranian Olympic medalist defects to Europe. She was the only Iranian woman to win an Olympic medal. And she's no longer calling Iran her native home. She left as a taekwondo champion. Kimia Alizeda announced that she's defected and is now living in Europe. So, you know, and also all the upset in Iran with people coming out and tearing down pictures of Soleimani. So there's a big change happening. And do we credit President Trump
for maybe having people draw the picture of an American flag, draw a picture in chalk on the ground of the Israel flag in Iran, and they won't step on those flags. Did you see that video? Oh, yeah. There was the protesters in Iran going against the regime, and they had a beautiful American flag, and then right underneath that, an Israeli flag, and no one stepped on it out of respect. Out of respect. In Hong Kong, them singing the Star Spangled Banner, flying the American flag. There is a spirit of patriotism in the country that we are seeing now that we haven't seen before. But you can't, oh, God forbid, you credit the president for that. Hey, can I go to some calls? Is that Ginny right there, Albert? From Nutley, New Jersey. Great town, Nutley, New Jersey. Ginny, welcome to the show. Good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. So happy to be on with you.
Oh,
I'm really enjoying memories of our trip in Europe. Oh, Italy was wonderful.
It was, you know what, Ginny? Thank you, first of all, for being a part of the family. We think it was so great to see you. We had such a great time. And it seemed like it was one of the monumental moments in our lifetime. I mean, I don't mean to be dramatic about it, Ginny, but it was a really, truly a trip of a lifetime, yes?
This was absolutely true. It was my husband, Joe, and our first big trip together. And we shared it with people that really did become like family. I'm in touch with people. We text each other. We forward pictures back and forth. And there are such great memories.
Well, you are a sweetheart. And we appreciate you checking in. Thanks for calling and give my love to everybody. And we'll see you soon, hopefully. But thanks for going on the trip. Thanks for being part of the family, Ginny. We love you.
Thank you so much.
And
bye-bye.
Now look, is that Mimi right there too? Al, give me Mimi for a second. Is this you? Is this?
It's me, Joe.
You know, Charlie loved the book. Charlie loved that book. I have
all because of your show. Your sponsors are the best.
Listen, I'm so excited because Mimi, first of all, I have to tell you, if I may, Mimi, is that she sends a video in to the station saying how much she loved AM 970 at Joe in the Morning with Frank and Alan Debbie. Since then, she came up with an idea for a book because we advertised that. A book became fruition. She said, I got my pillow. She goes, I'm going to Italy. And then I get on the plane to go to Italy, and across the aisle from me, she goes, hi, Joe, I'm Mimi. I said, you're the famous Mimi. You because Phil Boyce, our big legendary boss, said, Joe, we had the nicest video from the nicest lady. Mimi, thank you for your support, and thank you for being so wonderful on the trip, you know?
What a great time. I tell you, Perillo does a job that's outstanding. Everything is first rate, classy. I mean, every venue that we went to waited for us. I mean, it couldn't have been better. You know, when everyone asks me about my trip, I say it was an experience of a lifetime, not a trip.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt I was there with my cousin.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you know what? Did you go on Twitter? You're following us on Twitter, correct?
No, I really don't get on Twitter. I'm on email a lot and on Facebook a lot.
Yeah, well, this is good because you said, Joe, how can I follow you? So you go on Twitter, I get an immediate response. Facebook, I'm a little slow, but you have your kids, you have your son. And by the way, I have to tell you, Mimi, and I'll tell you listening now, if you're listening now to Mimi and Piscopo in the Morning, 13 after 9, and we'll get back to business in a minute. But what you went through in your life, Mimi, we chatted. We had 7 hours to chat on that flight to Italy. You told me what a true heroine you are. The way you lost your husband. Am I right?
That's life. I mean, I have great sons, and you know what I always tell them: in choices in life, the decisions you make. The decision I made to go to Italy was a reward.
Oh,
bad decisions, you get a consequence, but this was a reward. It was just something unbelievable. I mean, I'm in touch with everyone. Well, mostly everyone. Hi, Guy and Bernadette. They want to take me with when we go for the reunion in Staten Island to Lorenz.
This is great.
I'm here on Long Island.
Guy and Bernadette were good. They videoed everything. Mimi, we love you. Thank you. You are family, girl, and honor to have you with us, Mimi, from day one. Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much.
Thanks to Frank. He's such a great producer.
Thank you, Mimi.
Frankie's the man. He is the man. Mimi, we love you, and we thank you very much. Thank you. So it's so great that I am humbled by this, Frankie Five Boroughs, you know?
And yeah, it was a great trip.
You know, because we were out and we had dinner with everybody, birthday parties with everybody.
Yeah.
Touring, it was great. And now they listen. Now they're coming to Lorenzo's. They're coming to March 27th like a reunion.
I think a lot of them may come back to Italy in April for Easter as well.
Well, you know, and thanks to your point, Frankie Five Boroughs, we had, because so many people are on that trip now, and we are so loaded up that we had to cut it off. They were closing out January 16th, but we have a couple more openings. January 16th, that's a few days away. We got it. So if you want to call 800-431-1515, 800-431-1515, Janice, Diana, Janice. And you know what? I was in Rome, and I'm sitting at the table, and we're doing the performance. Remember, we were in the beautiful hotel there in Rome. So next to me. Hi, Joe. I go, hi. I'm Janice. Janice from Perillo came over to be with us.
Yeah, she was terrific. I enjoyed meeting her as well.
And Diana, or Diana, as we say in Italy. And so it's 800-431-1515 or PerilloTours.com. But Steve's, and Linda, Steve, just family. I'm just saying, thanks for your calls.
And
I appreciate it.
If people listen to the radio station, it's a fun thing just to go on a trip like this with so many other listeners. They have stories about listening to our show, things that you did, or things Al said, or things I've done. It's almost like going to a Star Trek convention because you're celebrating with a lot of other fans who kind of get it. You know, and it's the same thing. It's almost like an AM 970. Yeah. Convention.
It really people aren't dressed as Captain Kirk or Mr. Spock. So,
but you know, I always give credit because you, first of all, and Al certainly, and Debbie certainly, but Jerry Crowley puts us all together. Who knew? Who knew that we would create this family like this? I'm telling you. So, and to Phil Boyce as well, our programming genius. So, thank you, and I love you. And there's a lot to get into today. Now, apparently, the Academy Award nominations are out, and. Do we care? But it's interesting, The Irishman nominated. I hear a lot of people just didn't like I love The Irishman, Scorsese's film. I just loved, and I know politics aside, please. I thought Robert De Niro was at his best, just the way he handles himself on film. Joey Pesci was as brilliant as I've ever seen Joey Pesci, you know, and Al Pacino, role of a lifetime playing Jimmy Hoffa in The Irishman.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I've heard.
I'm not going to say anything more than that.
Well, according to one of your fans, you
don't
were
give
fantastic.
It away.
No. According to one of your fans, you were great in The Irishman.
Yes. Yeah, so, congratulations
looking,
on your,
thank you. See your
thank
cameo.
Your Academy Award nomination.
Be funny. If Joe wins, I should go step
That'd
up.
That'd be great.
Say, thank you very much.
That would be hysterical.
Oh, sorry.
Well, it's hostless this year. Why not just walk on and start hosting it?
I know. And then
what's to stop somebody from just getting up like in the middle of the program? Well, I want to host this.
A little thing called security.
Yeah, exactly.
So Best Picture, Ford versus Ferrari.
No, I don't
which
mean a stranger. I mean somebody there.
The Irishman, Jojo Rabbit, Joker.
The Joker actually got the most nominations.
Yeah. What? It was a very good movie.
I don't want it. I don't have an inkling to see them. Although Joaquin
Phoenix was nominated for Best Actor.
Brilliant actor.
My problem is that I think they're going to give him this as kind of a makeup for not winning for Walk the Line, not winning Best Supporting Actor for Gladiator,
for being crazy in real life.
Well, no. But I'm just saying he was phenomenal in this movie. I don't think it was his best role. I think there were other roles that he was far better at that he should have won.
And also,
that happens all the time.
For Best Picture, 1917, one of the best pictures I've ever seen. Really, truly. So I'm thinking 1917 will win. But it's gonna be
Best
Picture.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood wins.
Yeah, you know what? It is nominated.
It got nominated.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
And again, just to say, talk about movies. Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was like as spectacular as any performance I've ever seen in all of Hollywood Kingdom.
I haven't seen The Irishman yet, but I was glad to see your namesake Joe Pesci nominated just because I'm a fan of Joe Pesci, and it's sort of a comeback role for him, and him to be rewarded with an Oscar nomination is really great. But one of the best movies I've ever seen was My Cousin Vinny. I think it's criminal that he was never nominated for that film. The other nomination I was really glad to see was Anthony Hopkins, who was just marvelous as Pope Benedict in Two Popes.
I should see that movie.
I think so. It's really, really
best actor role. Tom Hanks, Anthony Hopkins, Al Pacino, Joey Pesci for
best supporting
actor in a supporting. Yeah. You're right, supporting role. Brad Pitt supporting role, more like leads, but sure. And actress Kathy Bates, Laura Dern. Scarlett Johansson was
twice.
Scarlett,
she's best supporting who? Actor and best actress.
Who's
she's
that
up for both?
Who is that?
Scarlett Johansson.
In what?
In for the lead actor category, it's The Marriage Story. Which,
of course.
Which I saw, which is actually pretty good. But
would I want to see that movie?
You would not.
Okay. No, okay. It's about divorce. You wouldn't.
It's about divorce. Yeah. Oh no,
you wrote the book.
Two books. They stole another idea from me, you know, like that. Just looking around documentary. No. I'm looking around documentary feature. Look at all original song. I don't know, nothing that we could. Toy Story 4, sure, that's a song there. No, nothing else. That's about it. We pretty much give you the highlights of the Academy Awards.
Yeah,
so don't have to watch them. Forget about it. Hey, we're going to get back to news with John Nance, best-selling author and aviation analyst for ABC News. And where was the near collision, Frank? Was it JFK?
JFK.
Yeah, very nerve-wracking. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Joe on the radio, it's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. Did you see movies? Debbie, you don't have any time to see movies. Sit through
you
a
know
movie.
What? I got a bunch of movies in the mail like you did, so I am going to watch The Irishman.
Yeah.
And I have my list there, but I just have to get around to it. So I'm going to make an effort to start watching them all.
Yeah, you deserve some downtime, girl. Yeah, you're always working for us. Like Debbie's on the road for you right now, 20 after 9. Checking out traffic on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, we're going to take a ride over to Broadway. It's still closed 72nd to 61st with that broken water main. And we're seeing some closures as well on Columbus Ave, 65th to 59th, because of that broken water main over on the Upper West Side. Avoid that area. 10 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Traffic moving solely eastbound BQE by Northern Boulevard with some police department activity. Eastbound Cross Bronx, still very tough by Jerome Avenue. That's a multi-vehicle accident. Terrible accident on the thruway, southbound thruway, right before 15A in Sloatsburg. A car went into the back of a tractor trailer. Have to watch out when those tractor trailers are on the shoulder. Very dangerous situation here, and it looks like we still have a lot of emergency activity at the scene. Let's go to 84 East, getting out toward exit 11. A crash over there as well. And some stop-and-go traffic, 80 West, getting out toward Montville with an accident cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know that you own the world's most complex and fantastic chemical laboratory? It's true. When cared for properly, the human body has the potential to heal itself by creating custom-designed medicines for your personal needs with no negative side effects. But your body must have quality raw materials to work with. You must supply these materials from the food you eat. Your body's laboratory is built to run on real food. It will break it down to get the chemicals it needs. For optimal performance, stay away from cheap processed foods. Processed grains, excess sugar, and bad oils will quickly clog up and bog down your body machine. Eat real food, mostly fruits and vegetables in a wide variety of colors and whole grains. These foods are loaded with the natural chemicals your body needs to do its job. Your fantastic laboratory is yours and yours alone. Take responsibility for it. This is Dr. Douglas Howard with your health tip of the week.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Helps one with energy. It's really helped with the pain. I had a radical neck dissection back in 1996, and I had some really numbness and some tingling in my face and arm. And since I've been taking Balance of Nature, that has gone away. And that's been part of my life for over 20 years. So that's a pretty big deal. I'm noticeably better and feel better taking it. Wouldn't give it up for anything.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Telling you about Connors and Sullivan. So I was at Mom's yesterday. It was great. And we're sitting around the kitchen table, literally, with my big boy, Joey. And mom was talking about, you know, that gentleman that you have handling your estate. I said, Mike Connors. Yeah. I said, well, and Joey was right there. I said, well, Joey got me over there. And Joey said, he goes, no, Dad, I heard you on the radio talking about Mike Connors. So I thought, why not go to Mike Connors? Because you're talking about him all the time. So it was a good, the family effort to take care of me, Daddy, right? Right? Mom's son, I'm the father of this beautiful kid, Joey. And I want to protect the legacy as I go on. So together we come up with the concept of going to Connors and Sullivan. Now, you have me on the radio as your family member. I'm just saying, right? And I'm asking respectfully submitting, if I may, to go to Connors and Sullivan, attorney at law. They know what they're talking about. They've been doing it for 30 years. Beth is there. Mike's beautiful wife. And then Lisa will answer the phone, 718-238-6500. And Bridget is there. We're like family now, you know? We go out to events together. We go to religious events together. I'm very proud to tell you about Mike Connors. And he's a great, and he will know. Kelly and Rose and Justin in the firm, you have a free initial consultation with a lawyer at Connors and Sullivan. They'll know exactly what you need. Healthcare proxy, a will, power of attorney, all of that, that where I go cross-eyed, Mike Connors knows it inside out and backwards. 718-238-6500. We want you to become part of the Connors and Sullivan family the way you're part of this Piscopo family here. 718-238-6500. They have offices in Brooklyn. That's where I went. You can go to Manhattan. You can go to Queens, Staten Island, Connors and Sullivan, 718-238-6500.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Everybody's got a hungry heart, Al. Did you know that, baby? You got a hungry heart, Al Gattulo? I got a hungry heart. Bruce sings about it. And you'll understand the words in this tune, Frankie Five Barrels. Bruce with Piscopo! Are you dancing, baby?
Everybody's got
come on.
Everybody's got 9:26
with Joe Piscopo and Mr. Springsteen on the radio. John Nance is a best-selling author, professional speaker, pilot, licensed attorney, aviation analyst for ABC News. John, welcome to the show and a good morning to you, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be with you again. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you very much. You know, we're still trying to make sense of what happened with the plane that went down in Iran. And we now know for sure that the Iranians shot it down, John. First of all, and I don't want to be conspiratorial. I've been talking about it this morning. Was it a concerted effort because you can't trust the Iranians? How does something like this happen, sir? What? I got you. What happened? I lost you for a second. I got you, John. See? I'm telling you. You see I asked those questions? You think I'm kidding. We'll try to get John back on the line. I think people are listening. I think people kind of come in. And they, oop, Joe touched on something. Touched on, and I'm going to have to cut it off. I'm just saying. Very peculiar why that happened, how it happened, you know? And that's why I wish people would stop saying, oh, this is because the president took out Soleimani and this is why it's part of collateral damage. You don't have to bring that up. I mean, why did they have the Tehran airport open? Why was it open? And then there was a near miss. When did this happen, Frankie?
Friday.
This is two Delta Airlines planes, I'm reading here, almost collided Friday night. Right. I read that and saw that at JFK Airport in Queens. What's a near miss? How close is that? Like,
I don't know exactly. That's a good question for John Nance, who was fighting the technological difficulties of whatever mobile phone carrier he uses.
It doesn't matter anymore. None of them work.
None of them work.
My goodness gracious.
The more advanced we get, the less easy it is to make
so,
a call.
It's so true. John, I'm so sorry. We got you back on the line there.
No, that was on my end. The Dixie cup and string got wet.
Yeah. We're talking about technology. Oh, my goodness gracious. But going back to that, the Ukraine plane that went down in Iran. Do we know exactly what happened? It was those Russian.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
we do. We had here in that morning. They had lobbed 12 missiles at the United States bases or United States interests, and they tried really hard to make sure nobody got killed because they were trying to send a message, mostly for their domestic audience than anything else. Now they're on high alert, expecting any minute to see a whole bunch of missiles coming over the horizon, or jets, or whatever.
Yeah.
They've got very low-ranking people on a huge array of anti-aircraft missile sites all around the city of Tehran, and which, of course, is their capital city. And they've got everybody on a hair-trigger alert basis, and it's not hard to see how somebody could lock on to this airplane and accidentally hit the button. Certainly there was not. I'm convinced that nobody did this purposefully. But this is what happens when you put people on a wartime footing and you let a civilian airliner fly anywhere, anytime in that vicinity.
Yeah, I'm so surprised they had the airport, the Tehran airport, open. I mean, doesn't that surprise you, John? I mean, as an aviation expert?
Well, not only does that surprise me, it also surprises me that the dispatcher for that airline would think for a moment of letting one of their airplanes in the air in the vicinity of that. We should have learned this lesson from Malaysia 17. That's from Malaysia 17. This is the one that was the 777 that was blown out of the sky over Ukraine.
Well, and it's so true. So why, and correct me if I'm wrong, John Nance. So the Iranians then plow the crash site. They buried the crash site. Why would they want to? What was the reasoning in that regard, John?
That's because the general population has absolutely no idea what they're doing when a plane crash occurs.
Wow.
Most of that was unplanned. Most of that was just people kicking tin and wondering what in the world had happened, looking at bodies. But there was a concerted effort by the Iranians to let that happen. And it was very obvious from the beginning that they knew what had happened. We did, too. I mean, our intelligence people knew the moment the missiles lit off before they even hit the airplane. And the rest of us in the media knew this in about probably 24 hours because there was no other logical explanation. But they were trying to do what a dictatorial, whether it's religious or otherwise, administration.
Very well put, John. Right? Yep. I got you. It's scary. So we did it 30 years ago. One of our naval vessels shot down a Korean airplane. But that was over 30 years ago. Can't they determine distinguish between a military aircraft and civilian one these days? In that, on radar, or can they at all do that?
On radar, you can't. But of course, if you're expecting an attack, you don't believe anything that the radar is telling you. In other words, if somebody is squawking what we call a code that says it's basically a civilian airplane, you're not going to believe that. You're going to think it's an attack.
Got it.
And that's why you just don't want civilian airplanes up there at all.
Yeah. Hey, John, what happened with that the two Delta airline planes? Oh, my gosh, I worry about everything. One more thing I got to worry about. A near collision, JFK Airport. What happened, man?
Yeah. Well, first of all, the system worked because the controller caught the problem and stopped it. But by the same token, what happens? We've been concerned about this as a very primary focus in aviation for a very long time, and that is runway incursions. And what happens is we've got carbon-based human beings running these airplanes and running the show in the towers, and humans make mistakes. These are good people who just didn't hear something right or for some reason did not get the understanding that they had to stop at that intersection. There were 6,000 feet between the airplanes, I think it was. So there was no immediate danger, although there could have been. But the main thing is what we have to do is milk this for everything it's worth to get every bit of information on how do we make it not happen again, not just turn around and say, aha, we're going to fire people.
Yeah. John, you're in Seattle. Is that what I'm seeing? You live out there?
Today?
Yeah.
Actually, today I'm in a windstorm on the slopes of Haleakala at Maui in Hawaii.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? God bless you.
No.
We're getting pretty good reception, I'm telling you. That's pretty good, actually. In Maui,
it really is.
This is great. And what is it? What is it? Windy? You said windy, rainy out there, stormy out there. Is that what you're saying?
There's been a storm for about the last 3 days. This is I lived out here in Hawaii for a year, many, many years ago. I've never seen weather quite like this.
Yeah.
Then we're getting it on top of this 10,000-foot mountain. The winds come screaming around it. I've seen gusts up to 60 miles an hour here in the last 2 days.
Well, I'm real impressed that you got through it all, man. Hey, so back to Seattle, back to Boeing. Boeing's new CEO takes over today. Do you see any way that he can restore either public confidence or investor confidence?
Yes, I do. It's just going to take some time. Here's the short version of this, Joe. Most of this piling on Boeing was really ridiculous. It started with this Representative DeFazio trying to make a political spectrum things, or spectacle, I should say, for his own use. That was ridiculous. The MAX should never have been grounded. There's nothing wrong with that airplane. There never was anything wrong with that airplane. There was a lot wrong with the way that they made decisions based on the assumption that people were going to be properly trained. But this is a pilot training issue more than anything else. And it's very simple. Both of those crashes would never have occurred if the people in those cockpits had been trained simply to use two fingers to turn off two switches that are easy to find to stop the pitch trim. That's all it took. So most of the rest of this is nonsense.
Well, those emails that were revealed last week, which allowed showed Boeing employees saying the planes were designed by clowns, supervised by monkeys, and that sort of thing. Can you indeed not blame Boeing for this, do you think?
No, you got a company there with tens of thousands of people. Humans are humans, and you know they grouse and they make statements that they wouldn't want to make in public. And you've got one guy who is particularly injudicious, to say the least, to be using company email. But most of what he said was just personal opinion in regard to the simulator, not in regard to the airplane. So even that's been taken grossly out of context. But you know, you look at anything, any radio station, any newspaper, any function at all that has more than, let's say, 100 people in it, you're going to have folks grousing on channels they shouldn't be grousing on, and they're going to use language that's going to be very embarrassing if it was ever revealed. That's all that happened here.
Yeah, John Nance, a best-selling author, and he's a pilot himself, aviation analyst for ABC News. Great conversation. John, do you fly these days, and what kind of airplanes are you flying, John?
Well, I'm flying these days just a single-engine Mooney, but I used to fly the Boeing 737-400.
Wow, man. You know what? I have a friend who's a pilot, just retired, United pilot. Does it go through your mind when you're doing a liftoff? You got, a couple hundred people, the lives of a couple hundred people. You know, I mean, I'm on stage. There's no safety net, but it ain't nothing like on a plane where you have a couple hundred people. I mean, does that go through your mind, or does it drive your adrenaline up? Your feelings when you're taking off on one of those big 737s?
It really doesn't. There's an overall level of responsibility that you're never without. But you don't sit there and think about the number of people on board because you don't intend to do anything wrong and you don't intend to hurt yourself either.
Yeah.
It's part of the professionalism of it. It's just like any cop on the beat does not expect to do anything wrong or pull his gun at the wrong time. It's professionalism more than anything else.
That's true. Before we let you go, John, we appreciate your time, especially out there in Maui. A man is facing charges over accusations he charged a cockpit door. This was on a United Express flight. These days, what safeguards are in place to make sure that no passengers can make their way into the cockpit?
Well, the doors have been massively reinforced to the point even that it's worrisome because we lost a whole airplane, German wings, a number of years ago when the captain got locked out of the cockpit. The co-pilot decided to kill everybody. The cockpit doors are almost impervious to any attack now. The only problem is that occasionally we've got to come out to use the restroom and the doors are open at that point.
Yeah.
That's the weak point of the system.
Yeah, so true. Hey, John Nance, thank you so much. So maybe you're not a surfer. You do pretty much everything. A professional speaker, pilot, licensed attorney. Look at you. Best-selling author. You go to ABC News as an aviation analyst. How about going down to Jaws and surfing one of those big waves in Maui, man? I mean, tell me you surf too, John Nance.
It's been a long, long time since I've surfed. I'd probably be in a comedy routine if I tried it today.
me too, brother, man. Hey, all the best. You are most kind to call, John. Please come back soon. Always great to have you with us, man.
Thank you, Joe. Vice versa.
John Nance right there. There's a good guy. How about that? Look at that. Author, speaker, pilot, licensed attorney, aviation analyst. Jaws is like the big day of these gigantic waves in Maui. I remember seeing it, looked at it, and went, I'm not going in. Get me back to Jersey, man. That's where I can surf. 938 with Joey on the radio. See your phone calls. 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone line. But we're jumping to Algatulo right now with the news live and local on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A judge is striking down New York's ban on flavored vaping products. Acting State Supreme Court Justice Catherine Chalakis granted a request from the Vapor Technology Association for an injunction against enforcing the emergency ban. Chalakis ruled the State Public Health and Health Planning Council overstepped its authority when it issued the ban and noted that regulating the vaping industry was a job for the state legislature. The ban was first put into place in September and followed an outbreak of vaping-related illnesses and deaths across the country. Many around the music world gave condolences over the weekend following word of the death of Rush drummer Neil Peart, who died on Tuesday, but the news didn't break until Friday. Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl, who inducted Rush into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, wrote on social media, "Today the world lost a true giant in the history of rock and roll, an inspiration to millions with an unmistakable sound who spawned generations of musicians like myself to pick up two sticks and chase a dream." The Rush founder died after a three-year battle with brain cancer at 67. In sports, NFL playoffs, Packers over the Seahawks 28-23, while the Chiefs took care of the Texans 51-31. The Nets over the Hawks 108-86. The Knicks beat the Heat 124-121. The Devils skated past the Lightning by the final of 3-1. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you. You saw the closure on Broadway, 72nd to 61st, and Columbus, 59th to 65th. It's all due to that broken water main over on the Upper West Side. 1, 2, and 3, train service suspended 42nd to 96th Street. Let's go out to the Deegan North at 179th. A collision over there. Traffic is still moving solely for you at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 10 minutes into town. Eastbound BQE getting up toward Northern Boulevard. That's some police department activity. Inbound GWB, that's 30. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland still about 20. Traffic is still moving solely for you on the southbound side of the New York State Thruway by 15A into Sloatsburg. Accident with a car into the back of a tractor trailer. Serious injuries reported there. And we're still seeing delays 80 West into Montville with an accident just cleared out of the way. Mountain Ave still closed at Main Street and Boundbrook. Fire department activity. Partly cloudy today, high of 50. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With me is New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer. You have an affordable housing plan. Can you tell us about your plan for affordable housing?
There's no bigger issue facing New Yorkers right now, and that crisis is the rent. People are being forced out of the neighborhood. So going back to when the city had a fiscal crisis in the 70s, people stayed and fought in their neighborhoods. They built those communities. There was no investment. There was no such thing as businesses coming into neighborhoods. Neighborhoods were being redlined. So people with very little resources raised families. Today, those folks who were the pioneers and saved the city, they're being pushed out of the city. And the immigrants who we want to come here, they don't have an entrance fee here that they can afford. A $1 or $2 million condo buys you an apartment in New York City. Come on, that's not the New York that we should be having.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions are posted at textrules.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Tom from K11, and I have one question for you. What size socks are you wearing right now? If you're like everyone else I've asked, you simply don't know. How could you? That's because until now, socks were made in one size fits all or just a couple of sizes to fit every size foot. But not at Kane 11. We make our socks in 11 individual sizes from 7 to 17. That's right, 7 to 17. Great looks and colors to fit everyone's lifestyle. From cotton to wool or anything in between, Kane 11's got the perfect sock for you. Better yarns, better quality, just a better sock. If you don't love them just like we do, send them back for a full refund. That's the Kane 11 promise. Once you wear a pair of Kane 11's, I guarantee you'll never go back to wearing socks in multi-size ranges again.
Save 20% off your first order when you text SOCKS to 246810. That's text SOCKS to 246810. Text SOCKS to 246810.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I'll keep it.
49 coming up on 49.
We're doing, I'm talking about Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes. I'll tell you how bad Al and I are. Frank doesn't even get involved because it's so dumb.
49. Five minutes from 9:44 is 49.
There you go. We can do the math. I you know what I have a learning? I have a, I'm actually, what do you mean?
Really?
Yeah, learning disability. And
yeah.
Yes.
No, you don't.
Yes.
No.
No, they
him.
Started algebra.
From topic
as soon
to topic.
As they start putting alphabet letters with math, they lost me in algebra.
I think math is the least of your worries at
this
point.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. So now 5 minutes. All right, we'll get to 50. Can I do it? Joey Generosity.
I just said 49.
I'll give you the 50, 950, because I am Joey Generosity on the radio. How are you? Where are you from? Nice to see you. It is 944. We will give you to be 10 before Mike Gallagher, 10 before 10, okay? If you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, the gentleman who came up with the concept of first five callers, next 5 minutes is Alex Kinsella. He's a general manager, great, great kid over there at Route 22 Toyota, 0% APR financing. He could offer you up to 72 months for qualified buyers, but now we got 5 minutes. There you go, 5 minutes. That's 945. We'll give you the 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 950. If you call 855-621-9949, all European models are excluded. You get a free multi-point inspection. You get a free oil change and a free filter. First five callers, next 5 minutes, if you call 855-621-9949. The best part about it, you don't have to deal with dummies, man. No dummies at Route 22 Toyota. You walk into this brand spanking new showroom, the largest indoor automobile showroom in the state of New Jersey, right? You're going to walk into this beautiful state-of-the-art service center. Iggy loves this. Iggy, you'll be at dinner with Iggy, right? He's the boss over at Route 22 Toyota. Great guy. Great guy. You got to see our new service center. He told me like that. This was last year when it opened, right? Now, it's right there on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. You will love everything about Route 22 Toyota. That's the family over there. They treat you with such respect. No back and forth. No shenanigans. No dummies. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You got 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy... .com Studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. I'm going to jump off the air, run over to Fox News, America's newsroom with Sandra Smith, Bill Hemmer as well over there, and we'll be talking about a variety of things, just having some fun. And then I'm going to go upstairs, downstairs rather, to Neil Cavuto's show, and we'll be talking...
This is all today, all in one day?
Yeah.
After doing 4 hours
yes.
of radio?
Yes, I go in, and I go over to Fox.
My goodness.
And then you know what I do? The first thing, they have all these great makeup people at Fox, and I say, how could you fix my head that's healed? It's virtually healed. And with this face, you like... scar only helps. So now, but I put a Band-Aid on it, and there's a girl over there that told me to get silicone for the scar, Frankie.
Oh,
but I forget where you get, how do you get, I don't want to bother my doctor anymore. He's been so great. Dr. Carl, I text him. I go, oh, Carl, see, my entree to ask you medical questions. How's your Sunday going, Carl? And Dr. Carl goes, oh, great. I said, are you riding? He's got a great Harley. He goes, no, I'm on the golf course, actually. And that's all he says. I go, hey, what do I do about my stitches now? They're coming out. So I just said, oh, thanks for all your help, Doc. Great. I left it at that. I didn't want to bother him, right? So now I will bother the makeup lady over at Fox.
Perfect.
Silicone. Can you get that over the counter at
no idea.
Dwayne Reed?
I don't know.
Again, Al, I'm asking.
And you're asking him questions. He's not qualified
to
answer.
He's the know-all. He's the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. If you ask him about booze, no problem. If you ask him about,
Pally.
You know, politics,
hey,
yes.
Pally. So the silicone on the original.
Again, you're asking him. He doesn't know.
If anybody knows, give us a call.
Yeah, because all he's going to say is yes.
So I will go back. Anyway, I'll go over to Fox. I'll ask that great gal because she had a cut in her head. It must have, I don't know what it was, but you can't see anything. Beautifully done. So I guess silicone may be it. So I'll go over there and then go on with Sandra. Just
so
to,
now, what do you do between the two shows? Because it's a couple
run,
hours, right?
Run. No, no, no. Go, as a matter of fact.
Oh, it's the noon Cavuto show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's
so
the business show on Fox
room.
Business.
I
so,
see.
So you got to hustle. Then I'm going to.
I thought it was the later.
Then you got to go downstairs, make sure you look all right. Then you see everybody down there. And then we have some fun with Neil, and then I will go see Alexandra and have lunch with her, my daughter.
Very nice. Very nice.
And then I'll pick
where
up.
Where you guys going to lunch?
You know, I don't
got
know.
Got the nice David Burke gift certificate.
Oh, gosh, you're right. I should go take it. Is the tavern open?
Yeah.
Tavern's open for lunch.
I think so.
Yeah.
Great idea. Sure. Frankie Five Boroughs. But I got to go to my pharmacy first because I got to go get my stuff that I shouldn't. I take too much of everything, you know. But
I saw that bag of pills that you pulled out. I mean, my goodness.
Synthroid, omeprazole. Yeah. And, you know, Carol Alt, God bless her. She told me, don't take the stuff for reflux.
I go by why?
I go, why? Prevacin for the brain. They say it's good for your brain.
Yeah. Well, I got to get that from my wife.
What was the name of that stuff again? No.
Carol says,
don't take the omeprazole because your body creates that acid for a reason because you're not eating the right foods. Bingo!
Interesting.
Carol, you
see the look of disdain she gives you when you dump the maple syrup all over the...
Me?
My wife ate all the maple syrup in the house because she had been home for a couple of days. She was making pancakes.
Good for her.
No, I wasn't happy about that because I couldn't have pancakes over the weekend like I wanted to because there was no maple syrup.
Oh, the worst. You made it? Did you make it?
No,
you
made eggs.
No, but wait.
I made eggs.
All right. Because nothing's worse than making the freshly hot, steaming pie.
I've done that before.
And then you reach for the maple syrup and it's Aunt Jemima.
I've done that before.
No disrespect, Aunt Jemima. I don't want to make it. No, it's over there.
Yeah. No, I feel bad. My wife's been in a lot of pain. She's going to see a chiropractor today at work.
But what now?
Because she has a pinched nerve and the medications that she's taking is not helping. Mm. And she can't take any more days off. So she's got to get some relief from this. It's horrible. She hasn't been able to sleep.
In the back? In the shoulder?
It starts in the neck and working its way down the shoulder and her arm. So she needs x-rays and... Chiropractor hopefully will be able to loosen up that nerve, but she's been, I mean, great for me. She hasn't been sleeping in bed for five days, so I can sleep.
We
got
a break.
Nice.
Let me know because, you know, I went to the Chambers Center for Wellness, which is great.
Yeah.
And Joey said, you know, like my shoulder's back. Yeah. I don't want to jinx it now, but it's back. It's back. Remember, I have a torn rotator cuff,
right.
And we were going to go in and cut it. I decided not to do that because I'm going to work it out, but acupuncture.
Yeah, throw that frisbee around. My mom's going to acupuncture. Loves it.
For what? Anger? or racism. Or racism.
No, I don't think that'll help either. No, from her gait. Oh, man. Right. Acupuncture for racism? How does that work? Is that like getting cured like Shalane McRae?
I don't know. But I'm saying Jennifer maybe Jennifer.
My mom, not Jennifer.
I know. But I'm saying your mom maybe goes for acupuncture like your mom's going. Jennifer for her shoulder, mom for her racism. I'm just saying.
Oh, she's not racist.
Oh, no, she is.
She is?
Oh, yeah.
I have to have a talk with her.
It's just that generation.
That's exactly.
That generation. Uh-huh. She doesn't mean anything mean like that.
No, of course she does.
She was just born that way.
Yeah, that's it.
When
my mom identifies the cleaning women in her house by the race. No, I'm not going to say it, but like, who cares? Do they clean your house? Yes, great.
Debbie, acupuncture, Deb? Are you an acupuncture?
I heard it's fabulous. I've been telling people. Yeah. I've heard about it. Yeah. So
I think I'll go back to the Chambers Center for Wellbeing in Morristown, which is, it's like a Four Seasons. It's so upscale. It's priced right. And there was a gal that did, and it did. It helped my shoulder. I have to go back.
Yeah.
Because she said I need 4 treatments of acupuncture. Anything better than surgery, I think, at this point.
I would try it.
Yeah.
I would try that first. Why not?
I'm trying to just...
Gotta get the body all back together.
Glue me together, baby. 952,
You're
Debbie.
You're looking good. Joe Piscopo.
It's all an illusion. All an illusion. Debbie's out there. I love you, Debbie. Thanks so much. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
And good luck at Fox today, Joe. We will be checking you out. Let's see what's happening. Boy, Joe, we had this terrible accident that happened earlier today on the New York State Thruway south by 15A into Sloatsburg. A car ended up into the back of a tractor trailer that was either on the shoulder or stalled in the right lane, and he smacked right into the back of the tractor trailer. Medevac was at the scene. The investigation continuing here. Thruway south into Sloatsburg. It's a 5-mile delay. We're still seeing a closure on Broadway. Again, this is all due to that broken water main over on the Upper West Side. Broadway 61st to 66th, so definitely avoid that. Columbus Ave is also closed 65th to 59th because of that broken water main, and there are service changes this morning over on the 1, 2, and 3 trains. They're still suspended 42nd up through 96th Street. Now, if you're taking a ride to the Queens Midtown Tunnel, still waiting about 5 to 10 minutes getting into town. Eastbound BQE at Northern Boulevard, it's an accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where, with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
Whether you need help with drafting a will or trust, power of attorney, health care proxy, living will, or protecting your assets from nursing home costs, Connors & Sullivan's goal is always the protection of your rights and interests. The professionals at Connors & Sullivan have been helping people like you plan their estates and protect their families for over 30 years.
I'm Mike Connors. Come to our office for a free initial consultation. Talk with me or one of our experienced attorneys to see how we can help you protect your family, your assets, and your legacy. There's no one strategy that fits everyone, but the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is no planning at all.
Call Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law today to schedule a free initial consultation with an attorney at any of their convenient locations in Brooklyn, Midtown Manhattan, Queens, and Staten Island. 718-238-6500. That's 718-238-6500, or visit their website, connorsandsullivan.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds will limit sunshine today. It'll be much cooler than yesterday with a high of 48. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 40 in Midtown, but 29 to 33 in some of the colder northern and western suburbs. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a passing shower in the afternoon, high 48. Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high 54. AM 970, the answer.
Hey, Joe, the radio 956. Oh, hey, look at the phone calls. I'll try to grab a phone call. I have to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. I love telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. You know, it's like a loyalty thing. See, when I talk about the authentic Italian heritage when you go to Michaels of Brooklyn, because it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in America, right there, Avenue R in Brooklyn, New York. When I tell you about the great sauce that you see on the shelves, you know, when I just talked to Courtney in Jerry Crowley's office, saying, I got a bottle of Michaels of Brooklyn. We love Michaels of Brooklyn. But I tell you, because they've been on our show since day one. And this is a loyal. I appreciate that loyalty. So when I tell you, this is like family, like when I tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. You've got to go out to Avenue R Nostra and experience the greatest cuisine that you're going to have in Italian food. Again, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the great country of the United States of America. Not just in Brooklyn, not just in New York, in the USA. Right? Right? Even former Yankee pitcher Mariano Rivera couldn't resist the food. Right? He came for a quick lunch. Legend has it he stayed for dinner. You're going to love Michaels of Brooklyn. The sauce on the shelves, as everybody is experiencing, made right there in Brooklyn. Or when you go to the restaurant and you'll see Johnny and Chris and Michael and Enzo and Marianne and the family and experience the authentic Italian heritage of Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
You're very nice to come home to, baby. Hey,
it's very nice to go traveling to
Biscuit Phone in the morning. It's 9:57. Can I apologize to you? I see the calls. You don't think I see the calls on there? I see you. You're right. So what I'm going to do is when we come in tomorrow, you could call. I promise you. Al, could you mark that? We go to phone calls, okay? We do that? We will do that. And we won't Cthulhu you. Even though people ask, did I get Cthulhu with Joe Borelli? No. It was Joe Borelli, actually. I got Cthulhu by Joe, I guess, right? Hey, but it won't happen.
No. It was because when you listen on the stream and we go to spots, it cuts off automatically.
Oh,
some spots
get the computer did. Okay,
played. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Al. Always thank you for a great show. Frankie, five boroughs. I mean, really? Really? Rick Klein?
Tomorrow, three Medal of Honor winners.
Geraldo, thank you. Staff Sergeant David Bellavio, John Nance, Colonel Jack Jacobs. We love you for listening. Please make it a great day. because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
41 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new study finds people in New Jersey live longer than most of their fellow Americans. The study done by the life insurance company Term Life 2G, better get that checked out, ranked the 50 states for longevity, and New Jersey came in third with a life expectancy of just over 80 years. Hawaii came in first, California second. Taco Bell ready to fork over $100,000 to some of its workers. The fast food chain will test out the new salary for managers in the Northeast and Midwest later this year. The company owns 450 stores, says it's trying to boost morale, recruitment, and customer experience. The goal is to set itself apart, but it's not the only six-figure fast food restaurant. In-N-Out Burger already pays managers $160,000. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone.